Gut. Thank you, Jesse. That was from Galatians chapter 4. And so today is Adoption Sunday. Now that means that we're thinking it's a particular day in the year when the church across the country thinks especially about all of those children who don't have a loving family, a loving home, and all the people who particularly have a sense of that love in their hearts that they want to offer a home either to children for temporary time in foster care or permanently for adoption for the rest of their lives. And today, obviously, for us, that means something quite specific because Jesse and Joshua are permanently with me. I keep telling them, they are stuck with me. It's really quite traumatic. They do need prayer. They do need a lot of prayer. They are stuck with me. But as we think about that and as we pray for all of the people, all of the children around this country, around the world who really need loving homes, and we must always be mindful of that, but we particularly are mindful of it today. The important thing actually about adoption is remembering that every single one of us is adopted. I know not everybody in the usual sense or in the normal physical sense is adopted, but we are all adopted by God, which is what that passage was all about. God has adopted each one of us into his family. All of us are welcomed into God's adoptive family. Now, there are four things I want to say about today that help us to understand what that actually means. I might need some help. So, anybody got good, strong arms to be able to hold something for me? Chloe. Ooh, Chloe. Do you want to come out and hold this for me? What does it say, Chloe?
Name.
Name. Now, when you are adopted, you get a new name. Did you know that? So Jesse and Joshua have got new names. They are now Atkins. Woohoo! And there are other people, sometimes when you get married, you change your name as well. There are lots of reasons why you get a new name, and sometimes people choose it for themselves as well. But a new name symbolizes something important about a change of life. It's a new life symbol. So this is a marker of a new life and a new family. Did you know that this is a sign of belonging and that God gives us his name? Did you know that? You've got God's name written all over you. Not in Sharpie marker, because that wouldn't come off in the bath. But on your spirit, God writes his name. Do you know what God's name is? God's family name? Not Atkins, no. Close. Close, but no, not Atkins. God's name is love, peace, hope, truth, goodness, patience, kindness, humility, gentleness, grace, purity. This is God's name, and he writes it all over his children. So we have received a new name. You are no longer Neil, just Neil, Gabby, Gillian, Julie, you have God's name as well as your own. Sometimes in the Bible times, Jesus changed his disciples' name because he wanted them to particularly know and understand that this was a new life for them. It was a new start. Is there a particular reason why you're undressing me, Joshua? I'm not sure that's a good plan. Jesus gave his disciples new names so that they would understand it in a real way. And so we too sometimes take his name and remind ourselves that we are now his. We belong to him. Just like being given the name Atkins means that Jesse and Joshua belong to the whole family. Not just to me, but to the whole family. And so it is for us that we are God's beloved children, adopted into his family and given his name. So that's the first thing. Next helper. Layton? Come on then, Layton. What's this word say?
Inheritance.
Oh, inheritance. Do you know what inheritance means? It's something cool. I think you're going to like it. It means that when your parents die, you get all their money. Does that sound cool? No. Oh. Tony and Ian, you've got a good one here. Inheritance is that which children receive when their parents die. Just wait a minute. You can do the next one. Adopted children are fully legal heirs. In Roman culture, you could disinherit your birth children, but you could not disinherit an adopted child. When I die, Jesse and Joshua will inherit everything that belonged to me because they are my legal children. Now, Jesus is God's begotten son. You can ask your parents what begotten means later. Jesus is the rightful heir of all of God's glory. But when he died for us on the cross and broke the power of death by rising again to new life, he gave us a share of his glorious, eternal, heavenly inheritance. Just wait, Josh. We are adopted by God and made brothers and sisters with Jesus. And he himself has made it possible that we should not only be in heaven with him forever, but be the legal and rightful heirs of the Heavenly Father, just as Jesus is. That's pretty cool. Right, Josh, have the pink one. Have the pink one. Purple. What does that say, Josh?
Home.
It says home. Well done. When you adopt, you bring children into your home. My home is no longer my own. If you've been round to visit me, you know that. I'm sorry. Right, Ali. Call yourself a godparent. I was never a tidy person. I hold my hands up. I was never exceptionally tidy. But since my two boys have arrived in my house is messier than I ever could have imagined. Is that right, Josh? Yeah, pretty much. But that's okay because it is not my home any longer. It is our home. It is their home as well as mine. Adopted children might have their own bedrooms. They might even one day, not yet, have keys to the house. Adopted children move into the home in order to spend family time together, to eat meals together, to enjoy watching movies or reading books or doing other fun things together in the home where they feel safe, secure, and loved and wanted. The adoptive family are present and close to each other. God does the same thing. He welcomes us into his home. Not just our heavenly home that he is making ready for us, but God now today asks us to make our hearts a home for him so that he can live with us. He can be with us always, his presence always with us. His promise is that he will never leave us, never abandon us. He is at home with us, whether we are watching a movie, reading a book, whether we're at work, at school, whether we're outside, inside, whether we're awake or asleep. God is close. Our Heavenly Father loves us unconditionally and is making his home in our lives and hearts. The last one. Millie? What's this one say?
Citizenship.
Good. Do you know what that is? Do you know what it means to be a citizen of a particular country?
Like, you live there?
Yeah, kind of. It was more than just living there. It means that you kind of belong, that you are a citizen of that country. That country is your country. It is your home country. So, children who are adopted from another country. So, Jess and Josh are originally from Uganda. Can I get a woo-woo for Uganda? Sorry, the other Africans are kind of going, no. I don't know what Josh has done, but I think I can't do my cardigan up again. Children who are adopted from another country also receive citizenship when they are adopted. They are now citizens of their adoptive country. There might be customs for them to learn or languages. The food, music, clothing and lots of other things might be different. And as part of adoption, children have to learn how to be citizens of their new country. God has made us his children and given us citizenship of heaven, our true home. Jesus promised that he was going there to prepare a place for us, but he also tells us that the kingdom of God is inside of us now and today, while we believe in him and try to live the way that he wants us to live as citizens of heaven while we are still on the earth. And we have to learn how to do that by reading the Bible, by praying, by drawing close to God, our adoptive Heavenly Father. Even now, we can embrace all that that means. And so as we think about these things, we give thanks to God, not just for the Atkins adoptive family, but for all of the families where these things are shown, where people are given a new name because it's a new life that they're beginning together, where people are made to feel at home, welcomed, loved, close to God, where we can have a wonderful inheritance to look forward to, and we belong, that citizenship of belonging and learning what it is to be kingdom people. All of these things are true in the practical sense for adoptive families, but also for each and every one of us as we understand what it means to be adopted into God's family. Amen.